This is Missy Higgins on the news.
I wish that there was some sort of app or algorithm that could just feed you the news that you need to know and the amount that you need that your brain can cope with. But there doesn't seem to be a way. It seems to be like you're just bombarded with
all
the awful things in the entire world, all the things that are happening on the other side of the planet, all the people that are dying and starving and that you can't do anything about. And so it compounds that feeling of helplessness and futility.
The Science Show with Climate Grief number 3. Can comedy help? Let's begin with facts, your own facts. Missy Higgins was lamenting the stream of horror, confrontation and even lies with which we're bombarded. And now instead of truth, you can have people demanding their own facts. Just listen to this week's RN programme, Future Tense, on the lie machines, in which Professor Philip Howard of Oxford's Internet Institute describes how insidious those machines have become in our lives. Which leads me to this unlikely story about Adolf. Yes, Adolf Hitler. Forget VE Day just passed. Was it in vain? Here's Craig Cormick, Dr. Craig Cormick, a former president of the Australian Science Communicators. He's based in Canberra.
With many people all over the globe stuck at home for long, long periods, it is natural that we now have the time to look deeper into news stories being served up to us and have more capacity to question what is being told. That's a good thing, yes? Well, maybe. Look at the increase in internet memes of conspiracy theories about how COVID-19 has been spread, or the crazy ways you can protect yourself from it. But the story I want to draw your attention to today is one that I have had time to delve deeply into: the existence of secret Nazi bases and aliens in Antarctica. Let me talk you through it. First, we have to wind the clock back to 1901, when the first German Antarctic expedition made its way down to Antarctica. True, they were trapped in the ice for over a year, but the expedition charted new land they named Kaiser Wilhelm II Land. This was followed by subsequent German expeditions in 1911 and 1925. But these were all just laying the groundwork for expedition I want to focus on, the fourth German Antarctic expedition of 1938-39. This expedition, sanctioned by Luftwaffe boss Hermann Göring, sailed on the ship Schwabenland, led by Captain Alfred Richter. So just prior to World War II being declared, the Germans were very busy down in Antarctica. They named a very large area of land, Neuschwabenland, after their ship, and using flying boats, they mapped this territory in great detail, dropping weighted swastikas onto the ice to claim it. You know they were serious because they had their own logo and flag. Over 4 weeks, they made 15 survey flights over an area of some 250,000 square kilometres, equivalent to the size of Victoria, taking over 16,000 aerial photos. The part of Antarctica, if you want to envision it, is pretty much sail out into the Atlantic Ocean from Germany and just keep going south until you bump into it. Now, I know that you are thinking what I'm thinking. That's an awful lot of activity for a mapping expedition. Of course it is, because I'm going to reveal to you that the Nazis actually established a permanent base deep in the interior of Antarctica and named it New Birkenstadtgarten, after the Bavarian town overlooked by Adolf Hitler's Eagle's Nest retreat. And towards the end of World War II, many Nazis were evacuated to this hideout. You with me so far? Good. Because here's the facts that I'm going to outline to you in 5 simple points. 1. Secret Nazi bases were built in Antarctica. 2. Adolf Hitler fled there at the end of World War II. 3. The Nazis fought off Allied attacks using secret superweapons. 4. Americans finally nuked the Nazi bases in the 1950s, and 5, our governments conceal this from us. And most amazingly of all, the Nazis are likely still there. How? Well, according to the research that I've been doing online during my self-imposed isolation, when the Nazis were down there doing all that surveying, they found a vast network of underground caves, including a warm geothermal lake. They used this resource to construct a large underground base and also to build their superweapons away from the constant Allied bombing of factories in Germany. We know that amongst the many Wunderwaffen, or wonder weapons, the Germans had prototypes for aircraft that looked quite a lot like flying saucers. You can check online for pictures of them. Well, in 1943, the British got wind of all the Nazi activity in Antarctica and sent in troops to destroy the German bases in Operation Tabarin. Many of the British bases in Antarctica were originally set up under Operation Tabarin. Even Wikipedia will confirm this. But what you won't easily find is that the British found they were far outmanned by the deeply entrenched and well-supplied Nazi forces and were unable to evict them from their bases. What you will find, though, is the fact that in late 1945, two German U-boats surrendered in Argentina, months after the war had ended. The stated reason for their delay was that they had come from patrol in the Atlantic Ocean. But of course, they have been delivering Nazi escapees down to the secret bases in Antarctica. With the war now finally over and the Allies needing to do something about those Nazi bases, they put together Operation High Jump in 1946-47. You can look it up on Wikipedia too. It was a real thing and was real serious because it had its own logo. Authorised by US Admiral Nimitz, with US Antarctic veteran Rear Admiral Richard Byrd as officer in charge, 13 ships with 4,700 men were sent to Antarctica, including a submarine and an aircraft carrier with 33 aircraft. Their purpose? Well, officially it was stated as being to train personnel in polar conditions, consolidate US sovereignty, investigate base sites, develop techniques for air bases on ice, and gain scientific knowledge. But I know that you were thinking what I was thinking. That's an awful lot of men and ships for training and exploration. They were clearly there to attempt to destroy the underground Nazi bases. Well, the American forces were unable to prise the Nazis out of the underground hideouts and were actually fought off with flying saucers. But they did not give up on a military solution. They returned in 1958 under Operation Deep Freeze. Yep, look it up on Wikipedia and check out its logo. And they were able to seal up the Nazi bases by dropping nuclear warheads on them. Now, being on the ABC, I know they're strict on fact-checking. So let's do a quick fact-check. Well, point one, we know that the Germans did build bases in Antarctica during World War II in New Schwabenland, so check to that. German secret weapons? There was a lot of documented evidence of flying saucer-type aircraft being built by the Nazis, including the Repulsing aircraft and other experimental circular-winged aircraft. So I think we can accept that Nazis did have many secret weapons, including those that looked a lot like flying saucers. Point three, Hitler was taken to Antarctica toward the end of the war. Well, to accept this point, we need to realise that it was not Hitler who died in the bunker in Berlin in 1945. Was that possible? Well, we know that many top Nazis escaped Germany and hid for many years after the war, including Adolf Eichmann, Franz Stangl, Erich Priebke, Josef Mengele, Klaus Barbie. And we know Hitler had many clever doubles recruited to fill in for him, especially after the failed bomb plot in 1944 by Tom Cruise. Colonel von Stauffenberg. And remember those two submarines that surrendered after the war? Is it not conceivable that they were taking Hitler and his cronies down to Antarctica? You can Google this and find lots of media articles with headlines like Hitler's Antarctic Plan Exposed, Royal Navy Uncovered Hidden Nazi Bases Documents Reveal, or even Hitler Clones Searching for Hitler's DNA in Antarctica. In fact, as early as 1945, a detailed account of how Hitler had fled to Antarctica was published in the Argentine newspaper La Critica by Ladislas Szabo, a Hungarian exile living in Argentina. So I think we can tick point number three off as credible. Point four, well, Operations Tabarin, Deep Freeze and High Jump are all well documented, so we can give them a check as well. And point five, our governments hide these facts from us. Well, duh, obviously. Are you still with me? Good, because this is where it starts to get just a little bit weird. You might ask, for instance, with all the tourists and scientists who go down to Antarctica each year, why has nobody found any evidence of the Nazi bases there? The reason we haven't seen them is the Hollow Earth. With the Nazis being threatened by nuclear weapons, they retreated deeper into the tunnels they found there and vanished into the Hollow Earth, that great open space inside the planet. And that's only the half of it. My research revealed that deep in the Earth they encountered the leaders of an alien race who had been living there for years. And if you need any confirmation of that, check out the story from last year when NASA and the German Aerospace Center discovered a large crater deep under the permafrost of Antarctica. Added to that, many possible entrances to the Hollow Earth in Antarctica have been found using Google Maps. Spend an afternoon online and you'll find some yourself. Trust me. So let's talk about aliens in Antarctica. Firstly, is it a coincidence that so many influential alien films are set in Antarctica? Alien vs. Predator, The X-Files, The Thing and its many remakes? I think not. Or is it a coincidence that so many Antarctic bases look like alien spaceships? Belgium's Princess Elizabeth Station, for example, bears an uncanny resemblance to the Jupiter 2 from Lost in Space. Google it and you'll see what I'm talking about. And while you are online, you'll probably find a story that reveals that US presidential hopeful John Kerry visited Antarctica to expose secret Nazi UFO bases there in 2017, and that Apollo 11 astronaut Buzz Aldrin had to be evacuated from the South Pole after making the alien presence there known. Shocking, but true. And in 2016, the internet went wild when three huge pyramids were discovered in Antarctica. The tallest was over 1,200 metres high, which is 10 times the height of the Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt. What could they be but evidence that an ancient civilization once lived in Antarctica, many millions of years ago, when the landmass lay near the equator and living conditions were more tolerable? And as the continents moved, those inhabitants moved underground. All pretty convincing, yes? Of course, there are those who don't agree. For instance, Colin Summerhayes of the Scott Polar Research Institute in Cambridge in the UK and Toronto-based journalist Peter Beeching are sceptics. They have stated in a paper published in Polar Record that the Germans' pre-war visit to Antarctica was really all about self-sufficiency, establishing a whaling base for production of soap and margarine from whale oil. And those U-boats that turned up after the end of the war, they would have been in the Southern Ocean during the Antarctic winter, and pack ice would make it impossible to reach the Antarctic coast. They have also said that the US atomic tests conducted during Operation Deep Freeze took place southwest of Cape Town, between 2,000 and 3,000 kilometres north of Antarctica, and that they consisted of three very high altitude warheads detonated to investigate the effects of nuclear explosions outside the atmosphere. Others will tell you that those giant pyramids, they would have you believe they are Nunatak Mountains, formed by erosion washing down the sides of a mountain, making it appear like a pyramid. You might also find naysayers claiming that John Kerry visited Antarctica to highlight the effects of climate change, and that Buzz Aldrin was evacuated from the South Pole for simple medical reasons. But these are the same people who will tell you that there is conclusive DNA evidence that Hitler died in the bunker in Berlin in 1945, and that the Nazis never built secret bases nor made contact with aliens. But I ask you, who are you going to believe? Because we know that people have a habit of finding information online that supports their beliefs and biases, no matter how bizarre. Whether it is about climate change denial, COVID-19 conspiracy theories, or even the seeming impossible belief that there is no Nazi alien activity in Antarctica. For in these times, we need to be more mindful, not just of our impacts on the biosphere around us, but also our impacts on the bias sphere around us. Think carefully which one you are contributing to before you forward that email, tweet, WhatsApp post or podcast.
Dr. Craig Cormick in Canberra. And Hitler, aged 131, I'm told is still there, concealed for fear of 5G. He's come out only once to star in the film Jojo Rabbit.
Deutschland is happy and gay. We're marching to a faster pace. Look out, here comes the master race. Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Rhineland's a fine land once more. Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Watch out, Europe, we're gone.
Springtime from the mad mind of Mel Brooks and the gang, the producers, showing you can make fun of anything